John Stewart, Green Lantern of Sector 2814, and it's Fans on Patrol time.
Listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
Greetings and salutations. It is episode 286. Believe it or not, it's Fans on Patrol time. I'm the host of Fans on Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me, Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, not Dwayne.
And what's happening with you, chap?
Oh, the same old stuff. Yeah. Happy to be here.
Indeed, indeed. We are missing our co-host Tifflebot today. She had some stuff to do. She put a fella down, and she took off running. But she assured me that she would be back here on Wednesday for our midweek show. So she's not gone. She's here. So, man, we got a pretty decent show this week, Dwayne, you know?
Yeah, it's a little bit of news.
It's kind of hard to come by sometimes with, you know, the news and decent show, man. So, well, right. This week we're going to talk about the Saint reboot. They're rebooting that. We'll talk about who they have in mind to do that. If you remember the Saint from 1997, Val Kilmer, it was kind of spy. We'll get to it though. Okay. Also, last week there was some a lot of picks that came out from the new Dune project. D-U-N-E. With Zendaya, Jason Momoa, Oscar Isaac, and a whole bunch of Hollywood's oldie bagodies and newbies all wrapped in the one.
Oh, yeah, got a lot of beach pictures.
Right. We're hanging out at the beach. It's supposed to be the desert, right? So, also, we got some announcements from the new Venom franchise. And we don't have a game, but we brought back that one segment. What does so-and-so even know? You know, if you remember, if you listen to the show, it started with, what does Tiff even know about? I don't know. It was like The Matrix. Or it was like...
Something like that, yeah.
Right. So we're doing, what does Montego even know about, what is it, tech...
science fiction movies.
Science fiction movies.
Yes.
So Dwayne is going to test my mettle to see what the hell I know, see if I'm as smart as I think I am.
Right.
One shot, man. We are still rolling with the one shots. The one shots is pretty popular. This week, man, we're hitting Woo Assassins, available to you on Netflix. We're doing episode one, only episode one. And the big daddy for the day, go to Netflix again, man. Netflix is providing, Dwayne. You know,
it's
giving us all our content.
Right.
Robbie Amell and Stephen Amell, cousins, Arrow. Mr. I'm quitting, you know, the show.
Right.
For Code 8. And so we took a look at this, and we're going to let you know whether if it's worth your time, because there's so much content out there. You can't watch every damn thing. So we're going to talk about that. And that's going to do it for today, Dwayne. How you feeling about this stuff today?
I'm feeling pretty pumped.
All right. So let's get it on.
Yep.
All right, man, you know, before I get remiss and before I jack up, Smooth, can you please give us the social media presence?
I sure can. For everything Fans on Patrol, you can go to fansonpatrol.com. If you want to reach us, you can reach us at fans@fansonpatrol.com. One word, that's directly via social media on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Or you can email us at fansonpatrol.com. I'm sorry, that's just at fansonpatrol. If you want to listen to us, which I hope you're doing, you can listen to us on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Podknife. And if you give us a rating, you know what I mean, you'll be able to see us easier on the platform, and we'll shout you out.
Indeed. Thank you, Smoothums.
You're really welcome.
So, all right, man. So, you know, we had a little conversation before the show about the Saint, and I was super surprised that you were pretty unfamiliar with the old 1997 Val Kilmer movie, huh?
Yeah, I vaguely remember it. I did not see it or watch it. So yeah, I'm a virgin to this right here.
Okay, well, this property, it was actually one of my favorites, man. I bought it on VHS, and then I bought it on DVD. Oh, you know, so it was really James Bonnie. You know, the thing was all over. It was on the other side of the world. Val Kilmer, the guy that really didn't have a name. I don't even. He had so many names, but the Saint. Let me call him the Saint.
Right.
Didn't really have a name because of some stuff that happened to him as a kid. So he was choosing different names, and he ended up becoming an international thief.
Well, they call him Simon Templar.
Simon Templar, but is that his name? He chose that name. Right. You know, yeah, he had 17 billion names in that show. So he basically was a corporate thief. He would break into different places and steal their stuff and sell it to the other person and stuff like that. And, you know, you would contact him on the internet. And it was a collapse of Russia. And he had stole secrets for a guy named Tradiak. It was like really James Bonnie without a lot of the over the top stuff. Mm-hmm. He would have all these disguises that was cool as hell, you know.
Oh, really?
It was mainly a disguise movie. Everything was a disguise. Not like what do you call that? Mission Impossible with the mask being changed. You know, just like, you know, I'm gonna dress up like a woman. I'm gonna dress up like an old man. I'm gonna dress up like a fool. You know, I'm gonna dress up like I'm sexy. You know, and so he has stole all these secrets and stuff. Love that you can hear by the way I'm talking about it. I love the old Saint man.
Yeah, you're gushing all over it. This was the young Val Kilmer too. This was the Batman Val Kilmer.
Oh yeah, this was 1997, brother. So what Batman and Robin? What was that? I mean, well, the Batman 3 he was in, was that 96 or something like that?
Something like that. Yeah,
it was either 93. It was, I think it was 96. So then this came out in 1997. You know, and Val Kilmer was Val Kilmer back then. Oh, he was very, very handsome, handsome man, Dwayne.
Right.
So now they're talking about a reboot, but it's on hold, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Health issues. But they're talking about Chris Pine playing a role. What are you thinking about this stuff, man?
Well, I'm looking at the picture, and Chris Pine looks like Chris Pine. You know, he looks very serious, and you know, it looks like he could be the spy of the Saint or whatever what you're saying this movie is. So yeah, I mean, he looked like he fits the role. He's Chris Pine is an excellent Captain Kirk.
He is an excellent Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
And let me say this about him. I would imagine you're going to have to really see if this cat can act at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Because Val Kilmer just killed it in my opinion with the disguises. You know. Okay. I mean, he just did so many and that were so believable. And you really, you know, he just nailed it. You're just like, damn, he was just really, really, really acting. And so, you know, I see Chris Pine. I think he's a fine actor. I see him do, you know, the good guy, the nice guy, the bumbling idiot. But
what was he, the bumbling idiot in?
I saw him in the bum. Oh, well, he is really old. What is it? The Princess Diaries 2. He was still a handsome.
Oh, okay.
He was still a handsome guy, but he was like fooling around with this woman. He was kind of a cool bumbling idiot, kind of in This Is War.
Okay.
Did you ever see that?
I don't think so. No.
That was Tom Hardy and I forgot the blonde woman's name. It was like two spies that worked with each other in the CIA, but they went after the same girl. So it was pretty funny.
Oh, I did see that. It was a comedy. Yes.
Yeah. So he was kind of like a bumbling idiot in that, but he was a cool bumbling idiot. You know what I'm saying? Because he was just falling over his feet trying to, you know, find out who liked the girl. Did they like the girl and all this stuff?
Right.
But, you know, Dwayne, he's not always a surefire, you know?
Well, what has he fumbled? You know, because from the resume that I recollect and you are telling me, it seems like he's done. You know, he's done pretty good on his project. So
well, he did Jack Ryan, and he himself even said that was like he was a mistake. You know, playing that role.
Performance. No, yeah,
I saw the movie. I didn't have a problem with it at all. The only person who should really apologize for being Jack Ryan is Ben Affleck.
Oh, Ben Affleck had a crack at Jack Ryan?
Yeah, it was terrible, dude. All he did is walk around the whole damn movie screaming, I need to see the president. I need to see the president! Give me the president! I gotta talk to the president. I was just like, God damn, what's this dude? It's terrible. Please just murder him now.
Jack Ryan, that was, who was that? That was Tom Cruise, right?
No.
No?
Jack Ryan started as Alec Baldwin in The Hunt for Red October.
Okay.
And then it went to Patriot Games. It went to Harrison Ford, made it, cemented it. You know, Harrison Ford did Patriot Games. He did Clear and Present Danger.
Okay.
And then you'd had Ben Affleck come later playing a younger Jack Ryan, because they, ever since Harrison Ford retired from the role, they always keep going younger.
Yes.
So they did a young Jack Ryan, and I'm telling you, all he did is holler, "Get me the president," the whole movie, and just run around, "Get me the president." It sucked ass. And then, who else has been Jack Ryan? I've been watching Jack Ryan on Amazon right now.
Okay, I've seen that.
The guy from The Office has been put, man, brother. It's good, dude. If you like stuff like that CIA spy stuff, man, my goodness gracious, man, that's a good show. We ought to hit a one shot on that sucker, man, because I want to get y'all hooked.
I'm with it.
It's good, brother. It's just like, it's some of the best TV I've been watching since I've been off. And you know, we consuming a whole buttload of TV.
Man.
But it stars John Krasinski from The Office. The same guy that was in A Quiet Place, the dad.
Oh, okay. I like him before he died.
And Wendell Pierce. He's, you know, the black dude who was in The Wire.
Yes.
Yeah, he plays General Greer. So anyway, we all off topic. But anyway, he said he didn't do that well at Jack Ryan. He felt like he hurt the movie, you know.
So, well, that was big of him.
Yeah, it was. You know, well, it's better than saying, no, somebody else's fault. I don't know what happened with that movie. You happened, mama.
Right. Yeah, it was you. Well, you.
So he's going to be the saint, man. So I'm excited to see the character come back. That's how I feel about it, you know.
Now, when it first came out, did it do well?
I don't know, man. That was 1997, you know, so there was never a sequel, but Val Kilmer I don't think he did sequels. You know, that's like his thing, him and Bill Murray and, you know, a couple other people. I don't do sequels, you know. You know, I don't know what kind of money it made, but it was a pretty decent movie. I don't think it made a heap of money, but, you know.
Right, yeah.
So that's it for the Saint, man. So I'm stoked.
Well, that's good.
So, man, let's turn our attention back to the old days where Jean-Luc Picard was running around in the desert with a shiny Afro puffs and and big worms and spice was all the rage and the talk. And the Dune original movie came out, and I remember it was rated the worst film of that year, whatever year they. That film came out.
Was it right after Star Wars, or maybe a couple years after Star Wars?
I think every science fiction film suffered in comparison to Star Wars. But no, Dune, the original dude, was like 1984.
Oh.
Starred Kyle MacLachlan and Virginia Madison. Sting was in that movie.
Yeah. Sting was in there. Yeah. Oh, man.
Send me the flying fat man. I mean, it was all kind of people in that movie. And what? Patrick Stewart, that's who we was talking about. Max, the late, great Max von Sydow, who died not too long ago. He was in it. And, you know, I gave Dune a chance as a kid because it just was anything that was sci-fi, you just wanted to remind you of Star Wars. But I remember that year, I remember Siskel and Ebert. You remember those guys? They gave it the worst movie of the year that year.
they torpedoed it. Well, it was long. I remember that. It was long. It was kind of hard to follow.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was supposed to be on the political thing, but
because they try to do the Star Wars stuff and just thrust you into it, and you're just supposed, your mind is supposed to catch up to it, but the concept was so freaking outlandish. I mean, you know, and it was 2 hours 17 minutes back in the day. But I will tell you this, Dwayne. In the year 2000, a miniseries of Dunes came on your favorite channel, Sci-Fi.
Yes,
dude, Sci-Fi. It was good, man. I became a Dune fan after watching that miniseries on Sci-Fi. You know, I mean, and I didn't even understand the relation that it had to like Middle Eastern culture and stuff like that. You know, I didn't, but it ended up being pretty damn good. I actually, you know, what do you call it? End up digging it, you know?
Okay. So how many episodes did they have of that? You remember?
It was a miniseries, so I think it was like
five.
I think it lasted all week. It was 5 days or something like that, or maybe 3 days. But it was damn good. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
So Vanity Fair, man, about 2 weeks ago released these photos of the new cast, Doom. You know, they had been out there in the desert. Timothy Clemente, Zendaya, yeah. Oscar Isaac, Jason.
See Josh
Momoa.
Brolin in here.
Josh, the tiny man Brolin, is rolling right. around in here.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, what are you thinking about this stuff, Dwayne?
Well, I'm kind of excited because Dune, even though you look at it today, and it's been on a couple times, you know, and I look at it, they had some pretty cool effects, had some pretty cool costumes, had some pretty cool fight scenes, you know. It was unique, especially when they did the what was that? I want to say the sword fight, pretty much, when they had to like use the armor and they cubed themselves. They made themselves like cubes or whatnot.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I was reading a little bit, and it looks like Jason Momoa might be.
Is he the fat man?
No, he's gonna be he's like the swordsman that teaches the one guy.
Paul. But Paul was the main character. That's mm-hmm. being played by Timothy Clemente.
Right.
So you think he's gonna be the mentor?
Yeah, the fan. Well, other than this, probably the fan favorite. You know, yeah, he's gonna. He probably won't have too much to say, which would be good. You know what I mean? But not saying he can't act, but you know, just saying, you know, he, the strong, silent type. I think he'll be playing that role. And they say that the role he has, he was in like a lot of the books of Doom. So yeah, I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to it because it'll be a reboot and it should be a little more streamlined and a little more easier to follow.
Yeah, I like the uniforms though, man. I will say that they're reminiscent of the old ones.
Yes,
you know, the dark and the black in the desert, which makes no goddamn sense whatsoever. But
you know,
dude, yeah, you go put on some black armor and hang around in 119 degrees and stuff and see how long your ass will last. You know?
Right.
Nah, Chief. You ain't gonna last. So, but they look cool, man. Everybody looks good. The uniforms look more militaristic than it does sci-fi. Let me put it that way. It looks like military armor, especially this picture of Josh Brolin. The craft behind him looks more military helicopter than it does look space. Jason Momoa has no beard in this, Dwayne.
I seen that. He has no facial hair.
Right?
He has no facial hair in it. So you get a different look. Yeah, he still got the curly locks, though. You know, you can't cut that. Still got the long locks for the ladies.
Now, see, this is kind of bull crap because every other dude in this thing got beards and goatees. Right? Everybody.
Right.
But they cut his off. Everybody except for the boy, Paul. All the men got nice, healthy beards and stuff, but they cut Jason's off. Got him looking, he look a little sleek.
Right. Well, it's for the lady, you know. You gotta get the eye candy out there for when the guys take the lady.
Are you gonna go see Dune? I don't want to see this.
Jason Momoa's in it. Oh, so.
I don't know, man. Jason Momoa might lose some fans without that. The ladies like the beards and mustaches, Dwayne. You know, that's the thing now.
That is true.
You know, I used to be clean, Dwayne. You know, I used to be a clean brother, but you know, I had pressure from the fairer sexes, man. You know.
Oh, they told you to get your pirate look back.
Yeah,
right?
God damn it.
Yeah.
Give me ye jaws. Drop ye pennies where you stand.
Right.
Oh, shit. I would have paid for that comment. Oh, boy. You know what? We've seen him without a beard before. You know what he looks like? Conan. That terrible-ass Conan movie he was in.
Oh, sure.
What he looks like with a shirt on.
Yep.
He looks like Conan with a shirt. That movie was terrible. Goodness gracious.
I forgot all about that.
Right, because your brain was saving you from the pain and remembering something so silly.
You did not do Arnold any justice.
All he did is walk around and look mean.
Yeah, he did.
That's all
he did.
He
did that good.
Oh, it got to be. It was stupid. It's like he's walking through the tulips, looking like he want to crush him and kill him. You know, like come on, man. Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't look like that during Conan. You know, he had his mean moments, but for the most part, he just had the straight face, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when he got the booty, he was smiling. When he, you know, when he when he ate, he looked like he was, you know, happy. Right, you know, just in Jason Momoa Conan, the dude just had the over-the-top scowl the entire damn movie, dude. It was terrible. The best thing about that terrible-ass movie, and I'll get off of this after this comment, the young Conan, right in the beginning, where they had the armies attack, and he was young, and the mother and all that stuff. He was a, you know, young dude, and he was whooping ass as a young dude.
Yeah.
They should have made that to Conan and never had him grow up, because that whole first sequence was better than the whole movie. Anyway.
I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, it was good stuff. If you don't know what we're talking about, pop in that old Conan Jason Momoa. I think it's on Netflix and stuff. And what, once it gets to him being an adult, it's over. The movie sucks. I'm sorry. It does, Dwayne. It just sucks.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not disagreeing at all.
So these pictures make me feel like that they're on track with Dune. I'm, you know, I'm a fan, man. I'm a fan, but because of the TV property, man, ain't that something?
I want to know who's going to be the Baron, who's going to be the nasty Baron.
You know
who's
what?
Gonna be Sting.
In this day and age, man, they might make her a lady. You just never know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember. Oh, Baron Bell. Oh, you know who that is? Stalin Skarsgård. You know, the doctor from Thor.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's the flying fat man. I don't know if he's gonna be flying though. If they smart, they'll take that shit out. But I think that's how it was in the books.
Oh, I liked that.
Yeah.
He hit the suit. Yeah, he had the inflatable suit, and he was like helium, and he'd just be floating and laughing and slobbing on himself. Yeah,
I don't want to see him slobbing, nor do I want to see those boils, dude. I don't want to see him, dude.
Oh, the bumps and the warts.
Yeah, I don't want to see that stuff, man. That was terrible.
Man. That was cool.
I didn't even like looking at him.
That was the point, man. That was the whole point. You needed that. You know what I'm saying? Sting came out all... That was his brother, too. Wasn't Sting or his brother or I forgot how it went.
Know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, though.
Hey, look, Sting little ass was so narrow in that movie, man.
Right.
He was that little suit on. Anyway, let's get off dude, man. You talk about this all day if you let me.
Right.
So, man, the final piece of news we got today is really not no news. It's just a little announcement that, you know, these movie companies, they're struggling to keep people, you know, what do you call it, engaged, right?
Yeah, right.
They're like, hey, we got a title for a new Venom property. And what is it?
Oh, yeah.
Venom, mm-hmm. Let There Venom. Be Carnage.
Yes.
Well, how does this make you feel, Dwayne?
Oh, it makes me feel... excited. It gave me goosebumps.
Well, your goosebumps is gonna have to wait to 6/25/21.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're used to them doing shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's not, yeah, you know, it's you know, yeah, they got time to think about it. They got time for what's that, Strange to come out, Doctor Strange, and
yeah, hopefully and we'll get all this stuff, man. You know,
yeah, and then hopefully they'll have some patchwork going on to where we'll see. Maybe this is a big question. Is he going to be part of the Sinister Six? Which probably, I mean, you know, it'll be a new Sinister Six. You know,
maybe they might not even do that, Dwayne.
You know what? That is true. They might not even do that.
I think the Marvel partnership with Spider-Man only lasts one more movie, you know, to finish out the trilogy. I don't know what they're gonna do. If they're smart, who knows what's gonna happen? You might have all these movie companies merge into one when before this over. Netflix might own them all. They're the only one making money right now.
Right. Yeah, you're damn right about that. But yeah, you know what? That is a good question, because how are they gonna tie Spider-Man into this? Because I can't see them keep doing. Well, they did a good job with Venom. They didn't have the.
They didn't need it.
No,
yeah.
Didn't need it.
They did a good enough job. And I've always been uncomfortable with the Spider-Man Venom connection, with him knowing his secret identity and all that stuff, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Which is not so secret anymore, you know, according to the, you know, spoilers, the end of that movie. But, you know, people were saying no. I saw comments saying no surprise there, you know, with the Carnage. And I was like, F y'all, it was a surprise, because let me tell you something. And spoilers for the Venom movie, but if you watch that movie and they showed Woody Harrelson at the end playing what's his name,
Cletus Cassidy.
Yeah, Cassidy. Yeah. And you know, but that, you know, he was in it all for like what, 15 seconds?
30 tops. Yeah.
Right. And so that does not mean that, you know, his contract was signed, sealed, delivered, or the movie was even going to get a sequel, you know, for the next one. Now, of course that, you know, we like some, because sometimes they've done stuff like this and you never seen the outcome of it. You know what I'm saying? They go to the next movie and decided to go a different way. So it wasn't, to me, guaranteed you were going to do Carnage just because they showed that, you know, thing at the end of the movie, which was really low key. I mean, how do you feel about this?
I kind of disagree. I mean, I can see their point. Yeah, I mean, this is the obvious way to go. I remember when they was with Batman and they was gonna put the Joker. What was the guy's name that did the good Batman series?
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now when he did the second one, when they're gonna introduce the Joker. You know, I was like, no, that's too early. Don't introduce him yet. You know,
you mean after the first
they
one?
Did, yeah, but when they did, it was like, oh shit, this was perfect. You know what I mean? So I think this is a perfect choice right now. I mean, you know, how many people can he fight? How many people can, you know, Venom really besides Spider-Man?
Well, and this Venom is not 100% evil. You know,
exactly right. Yeah, right.
Well, I don't even think he's evil at all. I think he's just an asshole more than he is evil. I mean,
right.
I mean, eating right. people and stuff. I mean, people didn't like this movie, but I dug it. I really dug it. I liked the conversations he was having, talking about, I want to eat him. He's like, right. No, you cannot. You know, I dug it. And I thought Tom Hardy was effing excellent in this movie, man.
I thought so too. I thought he was, like you said, he was Venom's conscience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some
of these scenes, Dwayne, you know, with the apartment, with everybody getting the ass whooped in the apartment, and he didn't, you know, and the motorcycle ride, and it was just so, I dug the movie. The fight at the end could have been a little better, you know, too much CG garbage, you know, with them coming out and, you know, back in and trying to go for the rocket and stuff. You could have did that a little bit better. That's the only thing. I'm not really that big of a Venom fan because I hate the gooiness that you never can, you know, you can't never nail them down. You know, you shoot them and it don't do nothing but splat and come back. You know, I hate stuff like that. Anyway, so I'm glad they're doing this, and that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, me too.
So that's gonna do it, man. We're gonna come right back with the what's next? Oh shoot, it's time. Well, what do I even know? So we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back. So like a flash, we are back. So we're doing something that we don't do too often on here, man. You know, it's a good two-person segment to do on a show like this. Is what does Montego even know? So if you never listened to this segment before, we challenge our co-host to find something, a wheelhouse that a person should know a lot about. And then what you try to do is you try to give him some information and see if he really knows or she knows what they're talking about. So, like, I think the first time we did this, we did Harry Potter with Tiff, who's the resident Harry Potter expert.
Yeah.
And she did okay, but I did manage to, you know, hit her in the gut a couple times. Oof, you don't know what you think you know.
Right.
And so I think, Smooth, I think you had a chance to sit in the hot seat on this one.
I can't remember what it was, though.
I can't remember what it was either, but it was still cool. So that's the segment, man. So, Smooth, what you got for me?
I have, should be up your alley, your wheelhouse, as you said before. It's a science fiction movie.
Okay, that's pretty wide, but let's give it a go.
Let's give it a go. All right. First clue of this science fiction 1988 movie, I will give you the actor, Rowdy Piper.
Oh, okay. That's They Live.
Of course it is.
you were just warming up, right?
Yeah, that's just a warm up for you.
I love that damn movie. Right. Love that movie.
Moving right along,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you the year. 1983, I give you the actor, James Woods. I'll give you a little more, but let me see.
83?
Channel 83 Civic TV. Small station on the UHF dial. I can give you some more clues. I only got one more, though.
Okay, one more.
He's a sleazy cable TV programmer, begins to see his life and the future of media spin out of control in a terrifying new reality.
Jesus, dude, I have no idea what this says. I know it's not Close Encounter of the Third Kind, but I'm going to say that. I know it's not. What is it?
Videodrome.
Jesus, I've never seen that movie.
Oh, you've never seen that movie?
No,
wow, that movie is it's horrifying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's one of those type of movies. It's 2013. Chris Evans. Kang Ho Song.
2013?
Yes. Octavia Spencer.
Is that Snowpiercer?
That is Snowpiercer.
Okay.
Oh, man. This dude's on a roll here.
That's two.
This one. That's two out of three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good here. All right. Check this out. Now, this is animation.
Okay.
1981. The Lochnar, a green glowing sphere called the Lochnar.
Mm, you got any more clues?
Yes, I do.
All right.
It has a glowing green orb which embodies ultimate evil.
Jesus, dude, you got me, dude. I'm like, is it Battle of the Planets? Is it, you know, I don't know what the hell it is. 1981?
It's heavy metal.
Oh, Jesus, dude. Talk about, I saw that when I wasn't supposed to as a kid.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah, I was locked up. Yeah, it had boobies and everything.
Right, that's all I remember from it is boobies, cartoon boobies. God.
Yep.
I haven't seen that since I was a kid too, man. So
yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I haven't watched that since I saw it one time. I saw cartoon boobies and that was my take of the whole thing.
Okay. So that was kind of unfair. I thought you might have.
No, no, it's not unfair. You know, most people my age, you know, they know heavy metal. Good job, Smooth.
Well, thank you, thank you. You did a good job too.
Well, yeah, I know something about sci-fi.
Right.
A little bit. I better shit. But you, you went way out of my wheelhouse with that, so that's for sure.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, you made it difficult because I'm sitting there like 1971, James Woods, what the hell? Anyway, we're gonna take our break and we're gonna be right back. What is it? Oh, it's time for Woo Assassins, man. Our one shot. We will be right back.
Yep.
All right, right back where we started. Back on the airwaves, coming to you with some more good stuff. It's time for our one shot, man. This has been a pretty popular series with our fans. People let us know they kind of dig this, man, because we only hit one thing and we hit it and quit it, Dwayne. We go quick, you know.
Yeah.
We go fast, man. You know, quick. Anyway, this week is no different from others. This week we're doing the Woo Assassins. Now this is a 2019 movie, TV mature, 44 minutes is its average runtime, and there's a full series of this stuff. I don't know if it's been renewed for the next because the whole thing is in, and it's good to go. And right. It stars a whole bunch of names I cannot pronounce except for Iko Uwais and Byron Mann. Everybody else we're gonna have to give nicknames. So
true that. Yeah.
Anyway, man, action, crime, drama, fantasy. And was very surprising. 10 episodes on Netflix, man. You can catch this on Netflix. Check out the first show. Then get us a listen. See if you agree, disagree, or, you know, if you want to throw your jab in or you want to, you know, whoop our asses for talking about it. So, Smooth, before we get started, man, it's always time for one. What you got, Smooth?
Karate.
Oh, you punk. My one word was kung fu. Right. I guess it was just too damn easy, right? So this is a kung fu flick type of film.
Mm-hmm.
Reminiscent of the old karate movies used to come on Saturday because they would always throw in an element of fantasy, which never made sense because they had no, what do you call it? Special effects, right? So they would just throw people up on wires and say he has the power of the crane, you know. You know, you never knew why, you know. So I guess we can just get into it. I'm gonna hit some spoilers real quick. And let's talk about it, man.
Okay.
First episode, man. So very typical, you know, martial arts story, you know.
Right.
It's in the city of San Francisco, Chinatown, of course. I love it.
Yes.
First thing I noticed, Smooth, is that it has an Asian American pop hip hop vibe to the whole thing with the music. And at first I was like, this music is ridiculous. But then as the show went on, I said, man, the soundtrack on this damn show is pretty damn thumping. I don't know what you think.
The whole atmosphere, it set the tone of modern day San Fran Chinatown.
Yeah, I mean, it ended up having some pretty good tunes, man. I mean, to the point that I was like, damn, this is nice. Damn, at first I was making fun of it. I was like, oh boy, here we go. But then I was like, oh, that's nice. Especially the last song that was on there. It was a couple of songs that I was like, you know, you know what it really reminded me of? Like the Marvel Netflix stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah, when it goes off, like Luke Cage and...
Well, not even when it goes off, because a lot of times the soundtrack is pretty heavy, and you know, Luke Cage, I mean, all of them, Daredevil, you know, they had their moments where they have the soundtrack is on there, so it reminded me of that, and I was like, man, okay, so they had a nice soundtrack.
Okay.
Now, that's a plus, right, and it's beautiful, you know, got you a 4K TV, you in heaven, you know, it's beautiful, it's gorgeous.
Right.
And so, and the way it's shot is very expensive, it looks good.
Yes.
So we have a dishwasher, right? I mean, chef.
Yes.
It starts off in heavy duty action mood. They start you off in this incredible fight where it's just in a tight hallways, and there's, you think it's very confusing, because what I thought was happening was a fight happening upstairs, a fight happening downstairs, and our hero, I don't even know what the hell we can call this dude. We just gonna call him Johnny. Johnny is just whooping cheek smooth. What you think about this this martial arts?
This dude is a kung fu master. I don't wanna pick a fight with him. No. Not at all.
Oh my God. I mean, he just whooping ass. He nailed the dudes up with the butterfly knife against the wall. He beats the hell out of him.
That was a punisher move right there.
Oh, my God. And then beat your ass. Now, listen, Smooth, you nailed my hand to the wall. I'm not fighting you no more. You know, I'm not trying to get you. I'm just trying to get you off of me. You know what I'm saying?
He gave him about like 20 body shots, didn't he? All different types of palm, fist.
Because the guy kept punching at him, Smooth. I mean, I'm like, he's still swinging. I'm like, dude, stop. He's just going to knock you out. And you're going to hang there, and you're going to ruin your hand. And, he, the guy downstairs, he hears the thump. He comes running up. Beats the hell out of him. He throws the one guy over the stairs, you know.
Right, yeah, he did.
And he's like, hey, old man, we don't know what the hell going on. And they start fighting. The guy comes upstairs. The guy starts shooting at him. And I was watching this with my family. And when he did the ziggity, zaggity, ziggity, zaggity, you know, the bullets thing, we all sighed like, oh, shit, why? What about y'all? What about you, Smooth?
I don't know what style that was, you know, if it was Tiger style or, you know, I don't know, but I was digging it. I was believing it.
You were still cool.
It was cool. Yeah, I was cool.
In my mind, it was just like, here we go with this shit. Right. You know, I don't mind a little fantasy, but goddamn, man, you know, I mean, you got to have on some golden bracelets to be bouncing, you know, bullets. You better be the Flash, you know. So anyway, you know, the guy throws a knife. He grabs a knife. I'm explaining all this because it's significant, children. So he grabs a knife, throw it back at the dude. Whom? The guy said, "Who's are you?" He looks at him and says, "I'm a chef," you know, and takes off. And I'm like, "Oh, he's wow! Like he's like a damn superhero." Next thing you know, we see this guy. They say a day before,
right.
He's in the kitchen, you know, guy comes in there, disrespects the guy, you know, takes him out there, takes on Uncle Benny out there, put him on his legs, and then the triads about start slapping him, and he does the tough guy thing. It's always these little fellas, they so tough. But he grabs the guy up and, you know, twists him all up, and, you know, the guy gets up and say, "Hey, I'll handle it." You know, I guess that was a great offense. We knew they were gangsters, but we didn't know they were the triad. But if it's... You know, San Francisco and Chinatown, more than likely it's going to be the triads, right?
True that, yeah.
So that was a bad thing to do, you know. And so,
of course.
We find out that it's a brother-sister team running this restaurant. You know, well, no, he runs his restaurant. She has her restaurant.
She's good. I didn't want to interrupt you, but she's nice looking to me.
Dude, I don't know about that, man. I was looking at her like, is she? Because you know why I say that? At first she looked good, but when they showed her like with the low makeup on, I was like, oh, she ain't all that fine. So let me bring attention to the best buddy, who I thought owned a restaurant to begin with, the guy that came back, but then we find out the four of them are just all friends.
Right.
And then we meet the gangster, Uncle Gangster. And he shoots the black dude and the Latino dude over, what, territory. And we don't know what's happening, Smooth. But, you know, all of a sudden, the Triads put a hit out for Johnny, man, right?
For the chef. Yeah, right. Because he disrespected him in the restaurant.
Call him, okay, man. I guess we can call him Chef Johnny.
So Chef Johnny.
Chef Johnny, man, he beats these guys' ass, but he ain't as smooth as he was in that hallway, though, Smooth. Did you notice that? I was like...
I did not notice that.
Ain't beating their ass with quick efficiency.
You talking about, when they got him in his food truck. Right. You are right, yeah.
I mean, he was...
Yeah, I did notice that. Yeah.
He was smooth, but he wasn't that smooth, you know.
Right.
He wasn't
he was more like scared. Yeah, in the hallway, he was fearless.
Oh, he was like the Shaolin monk. You know, who's your teacher? You know, it was like shit. You know, if he would have said, "Who's your teacher?" I'm running, dude. I'm out of here.
No, you are. Yeah, because they busted his windows, and he was just basically trying to get away from him.
Right, but so then it happens, Smooth.
Oh yeah, he gets the rock.
The alley happens.
Yeah, right. The mysterious alley turns into the mystical land of whatever.
And my whole family, we all looked at each other like, "What the hell is this?"
This is where I was kind of like, okay, this is part of the fantasy part where maybe y'all didn't really need to do this.
So poorly done, Smooth.
It was.
Look, let the bastard have a dream the night before
Yeah.
Let him get the power. And dude, this little lady come out of nowhere. You are the wool assassin. You must kill them. And, take this rock. And he go, and all of a sudden he got the glow. When you got the glow.
Right.
I'm like, man, he's Bruce Leroy. And then the dragon comes up. She kills the dragon. She explains that it's basically the Avatar, water, fire, earth, metal, all this stuff. You got to kill all these people.
My son called it out. He was watching it too. He called it out before. He's like, "What is that? What is he supposed to be? Earth, fire?" It was obvious, you know.
So he's the hero, but this has a twist, move, a twist that I like. Okay. She says, "You wear the faces of 1,000 monks."
That was cool.
All experts, but I didn't get it, Smooth. I didn't get it. So when he was in the mirror and he saw the monk, and does he ever see his own face ever again? So he saw the monk's face, and then it changed it to another monk, and then he looked at it again, and every time he blinked, it was another person.
Right.
And it was freaking him out, but not that bad, right?
Right, right. Yeah, right, yeah.
Which I thought was
like Venom. Yeah, it wasn't like the Venom in Tom Hardy.
It should have been.
It should have been, yeah. I would have been freaking out myself.
I would have been out because I was like, he kind of dealing with this kind of easy because he still went and talked to his uncle Uncle Gangster. Turns out the gangster is his uncle, so Uncle Gangster, and he's basically, still like, "Man, I don't need nothing from you, man. Get out of my face, man." And I'm like, wow, okay, well, you just had this episode where, you was probably somebody slipped you some shrooms and you didn't know it. So we don't get it, Smooth, until they come to get him. They catch up with the first part of the show, and he literally turns into the old monk man.
Right, and that's what they see. Do they see him as? See him as because, the old. Yeah,
yes, because the guy was like, "Turn around, old man. What are you doing here? Turn around, old man." So we thought it was two fights going on, but it was really just one. It was one monk, but he was looking like a different person. But then they would show us scenes where we would actually see Chef Johnny doing his duties, and it was. Now I'm kind of liking this. I'm like, as long as I don't see no more bullshit. But guess what, Smooth?
They have some more BS.
They show another flashback of the Celestial chick.
Yeah.
Right? And she's
right when he's getting shot at.
You have to kill them. You have to kill them. And I'm like, right in the middle of the action, we get Celestial chick. Here she comes, giving him the business about not, he has to be the killer. He's the killer of killers. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if they just leave this dumb shit out of it, this is pretty cool. I don't want to see no more Celestial Temples, Smooth,
No, I think, I do agree with that. Maybe if you do it differently.
Right, Smooth, because look how you do it. Dude, Smooth, if it was a dream and it looked at, and the CGI looked as it did, because the CGI, it looks shitty.
It does.
The double T, with the shitty.
Yeah, it does.
And it's like, if y'all just made it a dream, then you can get away with it being shitty CGI.
I think he even spoke on it himself. Like, so you can just pull me in anytime you want to. Huh? Right, like, please don't.
Middle of the fight.
Right.
But the mere fact that when he's needed, he turns, actually people see him as the other person. You know, it's cool. Mm-hmm. But he kind of blew it with the guy when he told him, hey, I'm the chef. Because he, you know, said it just like Chef Johnny.
And right.
So, you know, Uncle Bob across the hallway, you know, he knew that, you know, it was familiar to him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was basically it, man. So what are you thinking about this, Smoo?
I'll end up watching the second episode.
Yeah, okay. I didn't, not all of it. Because I waited so late to watch it last night. But
yeah. So, yeah, I'll probably finish this.
I'm interested. I think I'm gonna finish it too. I'm not telling anybody this is good. Is this cheesy?
No, it's not. It's not to that. Yeah, it's not Oscar winning or it's none of that.
It's a raggedy ass kung fu flick with some money in it. But
right, exactly.
The CGI just needs to stop. You know, yeah, God, it's terrible. Stop it. You know,
the CGI is bad.
Super bad.
However, the kung fu action. It's good.
And it's believable. I believed the dodging of bullets once I saw that he was actually the old man monk from the Shaolin Temple. I was like, oh, they had power, so I get it. That's cool. You know, but him just being Johnny, just being that dope, I was like, oh, no, man, get out of here.
Chef Johnny,
dude. So, you know, right now, if you like kung fu flicks and some really bad CGI, this is your bag. If you don't do it. Don't do it. That's all I got to say.
If you could tolerate the CGI, bad CGI, put it that way.
Indeed.
Tolerate it. Yeah.
Right. So
It's not much.
No, and it's not much of a story yet either with the first episode. They got you on a path, but we don't know where this goes. I guess 10 episodes, so, you know, we'll see. We'll see, man. Yeah. But for the majority of y'all out there, I'll say don't do it. But if you just love kung fu flicks,
like me,
and it got some sweet sound. The soundtrack is pretty sweet, man. You know, I dig it. Shit. Anyway,
I liked it too.
Yeah. That's gonna do it, man. We're gonna wrap up with the one shot with the U.S. Wu Assassins, I thought I was saying Wu wrong. I thought it was gonna be something else like Wow or something. You know, because
no, it's like Wu Tang, son.
And I thought they was gonna bring that in there some kind of way. Because for some reason, a lot of the Chinese culture like the Wu-Tang Clan. I don't understand that, but they do. They really big in China. Anyway, anyway, man, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with our main topic, Code 8. So hold on to your booty, and we'll be right back with a big, fat, tutti frutti. And I shouldn't have rhymed, but I did it. Bye. We'll be right back. Yes, brother. Bump that DJ Poppy, man. That be sounding good, man. You know. Yes, indeed. Anyway, Dwayne, here we're back, dude. And main topic time, Dwayne. So this week we went back to Netflix. You know, Netflix giveth only if you payeth. So Code 8, man. 2019?
Yep, 2019.
Oh, really? I just saw it on Netflix, man. So I must be Johnny Come Lately. So Code 8, man, 2019, 1 hour, 38 minutes. Action, crime, drama, sci-fi, thriller. That sums it up, and that's pretty accurate. Stars Robert A. Mill, man. He's been on the CW. What he played, the first Firestorm. He was in the Tomorrow People. Really cool show that didn't last. Got canceled. Only went one season. He's Stephen Amell's cousin. So Stephen Amell is in this. And he was basically the Green Arrow. I don't know if this dude can act or not.
he was the mentor.
He was the mentor character.
The beard.
Just like on a TV show.
Right.
Stars a lot of people. Aaron Abrams, Martell Roach, Nakia Elliott. A lot of people.
Had Han in there from Fast and Furious.
It absolutely did have Han from the Fast and the Furious. Anyway, dude. Let's get to our one word. One word, Dwayne. What you got?
I'm going to say decent.
Decent.
Yeah.
Decent.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna say entertained.
Okay. Very.
But you can hear the mild sound of entertained in my voice.
Right.
Nothing stupendous here.
No, not at all.
Nothing earth-shattering, but a decent story with some characters that you were rooting for.
True.
And really good special effects.
Yes.
Really, really good special effects. I dug the special effects.
Yeah, they did.
And the acting was, it was okay. It wasn't bad.
Well, it was better than the Wu Assassin acting.
Oh, well, compared to that. But I saw Code 8 first. So.
Okay. Okay.
So, man, the concept of this thing is, this is kind of like almost like the X-Men. People have like X-Men powers and stuff, but over the years they appeared and then they kind of went away. And then there's some people who still have powers, but instead of being looked at as like heroes or anything like that, people with powers, because it only takes one bad apple. You got one Christian bombs a clinic and, Christians are horrible. You got one Muslim bombs something and they're terrible. So it's kind of the same concept. So if anybody with powers did something because of the ease of them being able to do it with their powers, they're kind of outlawed and they're discriminated upon massively. They can't get jobs.
Right.
If you can pay to have your powers registered, but apparently it costs a boatload of money, which nobody has. So there it's a social commentary on what it's like to be black and Mexican in America, if you ask me, with the discrimination.
Yeah. Black and brown people, yeah.
Right, with the people that have no power being the people who actually have extraordinary powers. They can levitate, they can use shocker electricity,
they can read minds.
Read minds, they have heated hands, like torch.
Have strength.
Yeah, strength, right. Yeah. Bulletproof, all kind of shit, just like, comic book stuff. Cool, right. Very cool. But what was cooler to me was the cops. I love the damn drones that dropped the human, the biped drones. I thought that shit was cool. Every time I saw it, Dwayne, I was like, oh, this is cool. How they just come out and they come zipping down on the zip line, land, and then they're basically like leg tanks with legs,
Yeah, it reminded me of Chappie.
Oh, yeah. I never seen Chappie, but I remember the commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
But they were heavy duty. They were rolling heavy once they showed up. So our hero is not Stephen Amell. It's actually Robbie Amell playing Connor.
Right.
And he's the out-of-work kid. His dad is dead. His dad was a criminal. His mom she has superpowers too, and she's sick, but she has a job at a convenience store. He can't find a job, and the kid is earnest. He's really, 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 really trying to find a job, but he can't find a job anywhere, man.
Well, he's in construction or something, right?
No, he's not. He's working those odd jobs because he has powers and he can do it. When it first started, he's going to a job interview, remember? And they ask him, does he have any powers that's registered? And you never see what he puts on the paper,
Right.
And so he's in those little stops like at Minuteman, where people come and, say, hey, get you a truck full of workers, and they work every day and hope they work every day.
I don't
even remember what the Stephen Amell character name was, funny enough. I'm looking in IMDb and I can't even find him in here. And he was
a
co-star of the damn film, but I don't remember his name. So we'll just call him the evil mentor.
So, that fits.
Right. They come pick him up. His buddy says, first of all, the one scene where the cops showed up to get the unregistered guy when everybody on the team had powers and they came and shut them down, I thought that was a cool scene, Dwayne. What you think about that?
Oh, that was pretty intense. That lets you know that this is about to get started. It was a good kickstart. Yeah, because they had the drones, aerial view of them, and told them to look up and, they treated them like criminals, it's and it lets you know that they can see
Dwayne,
when somebody uses their power. Huh?
I wonder where that kind of treatment is happening in the world right now. Let's move on.
right.
But even before that, I like when they show the people seeing them work in the house, using their powers. Everybody had this, that, and the other. But it was no big deal. It was just like, I could do this and boom, 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 Yeah, man, but dude took off. I wonder why he panicked and, shot the flames at the cops. I mean, there was no escaping those damn drones, dude, the walking drones,
It wasn't, and they chopped them down like a dog.
Without hesitation, they unleashed the beast. I mean, they really, like, cut him up. Bad day at work. He comes home. You know, mom is sick. You know, he's trying to get some money to, you know, get her some kind of treatment, whatever kind of treatment was going to be. Looked like she had some freeze powers that was on the brink.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think that was her freeze powers kind of messing with her sickness too, or when she was getting sick, she just couldn't control her. Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what I think it was. Yeah. And so, you know, the next day, the Stephen Amell character, the evil mentor, shows up with his crew. His buddy tells him stay away from them bastards, but he's like, I need some money. So they come up and they take him with them, and next thing you know, they're doing a heist, right? I mean, first thing, they break it into a place and they stealing stuff, and they like was going to kill a guy, you know, if they, you know, told him to get underneath there. If he would have flinched, they would have killed that dude. But they all have powers. One of the crew is deaf. The other, then you got the tough girl who act like she the strongest in the whole thing, and
of course,
you know, they all have powers. You know, she has the melting powers. He, the little skinny black dude, is super strong, and the evil mentor has levitation. Which, if I had to pick out of all the powers that I saw, well, with the exception of mind control, I didn't really like his mind reading powers, because all he could do was ring binds, and he had to be all up in your face and your eyes just to see. So, you know, what good is that? You know.
Well, I guess if you're playing poker or something with somebody. Other than that. Like
look how close he had to get, though. You know, he was literally holding their face to do it. I'm like, that's too much. So give me a power, Dwayne. I'll take the levitation. What about you? What's your power?
You know what? I think I'll take the bulletproof stuff.
Oh, that was kind of dope.
Yeah.
But if you ain't no criminal, Dwayne, what you going to do with that?
Impenetrable. Well, you can hire me. Yeah, you can hire me. Hey, somebody messing with you?
I'll be the wall, huh?
Right, yeah, exactly.
You'll just have another profession now. You just...
Right.
Okay, I got you.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the A-team. I'll be the A-team.
Yeah, you know? I'll take the levitation. That way I can lift stuff, heavy stuff, all kind of stuff. You know, that's pretty cool. You can find a lot of uses for that, too. I'd be my own warehouse forklift driver. Just walking around lifting stuff. Anyway, man. So they tell him they like his style, come back the next day. The person that the evil mentor works for is a piece of shit, the mind reader dude. And I don't know, Smooth, this whole setup bothered me, you know, with the girl who was supposed... I knew she was a healer right from the first moment. What about you?
Actually, it took me a little while to get it. But I caught on. So this guy, the healer guy, is sick himself, right?
Yeah, he's sick, and they're peddling... They're peddling the juices from the spines.
Yeah, psych. Yeah, that's what
right, and making psych. It a drug. But I guess it's only a drug if it comes from people with powers and stuff like that, you know.
Like the plasma. Yeah, it was a shoddy plasma bank.
And she was hooked on it, the girl. And, you know, the gangsters were pretty scary. I'll give them that.
Yeah,
Stephen Amell didn't do too much of nothing in this movie. I mean, he played his role, but he just reminded me of... Oliver Queen so much, just, you know, walking around scowling at everything, you know. And then they did the little training session when he trained what they call him, an electric. That was Connor. They trained him to be better, you know. And I like the training sequences. I love a Rocky montage, Dwayne. Just give me some music and do some training, and I was like, that was cool, man.
Right, yeah. I didn't mind that.
And they had levels, and he was a big daddy. He was a big deal. And so, you know, the cops pick him up, right, because it's only so many electrics around, and he's a known electric, and so, you know, he don't rat on them. And
no, he don't. Yeah, no, he doesn't.
I don't know how I felt about that. I was like, man, he the only one got picked up. But if you rat on him, you know they're gonna kill you. So he didn't rat on him. But I'm surprised he continued. He paid him $500 for that day. He told him $200 up front. He ended up giving him another five, right? Or another three?
Or 300, yeah. It was 300, yeah. I thought that was for the next move.
No. That was his bonus, because he said he did a good job, because he, you know, shorted out that stuff. So the next job is what was the next job, Dwayne?
The next job is the bank heist.
Was that the next job?
No, I'm sorry. The next job was the Brinks truck bank heist, I believe. Yes.
Yeah, it was the bank. Okay.
So they needed some big money. No, I'm sorry. It was the bank, and the bank, they didn't have all the money in the bank.
Right,
that they expected,
And that was so the mob boss who can read minds, he's in trouble, y'all.
Right, yeah.
With some bigger bosses, and he's going to get murdered in a couple days, and they're going to murder everybody in the crew. So if I'm Connor, dude, I'm not rolling with this crew. You know, y'all all about to get murdered in the next day, you know. I'll just come, you know, and I'll find some other criminal to work for. But Yeah, I don't know why he, I guess he took the father figure with the, what you call him, because he told him, I needed time to work this guy. But he worked him in a couple days, and next thing you know, they robbing the bank, and they're bumbling idiots because they didn't get no money.
All the money wasn't there. Right.
They had like 50 grand, but this whole scene is shot good, man. The action in this damn thing is good. The drone comes, he shorts out the drone, it lands, and now he's on everybody's radar, man, because he's dangerous. You know, he can do stuff that people can't do.
Right. And the mom finds the money, which doesn't help. I mean, she gets sicker.
Yeah, he disappointing his mom. And you know what? Just to fast forward just a little bit, you know, it all goes bad. Now they're going to rob the Brinks truck that has the juice from the cops in it. You know, the cops burns the juice. The detectives play their hand way over the top, especially the asshole cop, because he's actually,
he's a dick.
Right. Yeah. They play it, and so they decide to rob the cops. So, you know, this whole thing is cool, but you knew the double cross was coming, man. And they double crossed them.
Oh, that was a good double cross, though. Actually, I didn't really see it happening that quick. Right, right during the heist.
They was gonna double cross him when he started killing the cops. You know, because this whole thing was like, we're not gonna kill the cops. And next thing you know, bam, bam, bam. I said, oh shit, they about to kill them too and lead them there. And so it looked like a big old crazy shootout. And you know, nobody's the wiser.
You are white, yep.
And so, you know, they take off. Everything is bad. Everybody's running for the win. He meets with the cop, point them out. And then they, you know, ambush them. And they go in. And that's ridiculous, you know. Everybody dies. And it was a cool-ass fight with in the garage with the bulletproof guy and, you know, the evil mentor. I love that. Yeah. That was a good action sequence. So that was worth the price of the popcorn, that's for sure.
Oh yeah. Oh well, old girl died. I didn't mind that. She was the first one who got it.
Yeah, I didn't mind. Yeah, because she was her arrogantness was, you know, was a little. it was so goddamn annoying. So when she died, you was like, okay, she gone.
Strong man, I kind of felt bad, like you know what I mean, because he was deaf. Well, he wasn't deaf. He was mute.
He was just mute, but. You know, he got shot in the gut. I was like, oh, you leave his ass. He's toast. I wouldn't have been running the streets with him. So they steal another car, you know, and all that stuff happens. Cops raid the place. Everything goes down. But your boy, the evil mentor, gets away. And I guess he's not so evil no more, you know. But I tell you who is evil. Connor, dude. Jesus. You grab that girl, take her up to the mama. It starts killing her. You was just going to let that happen. I mean, damn, dude. You turn into a super piece of shit, man. Your mama old, dude.
Man, everybody love their mama, man. You know, mommy dearest.
I'm not going to have this girl murder herself to save my mama, you know, at gunpoint.
He did pull back, though.
He did, but he was doing it. That's all I'm saying. I'm like, damn. God damn. I mean, you went pretty far, Dwayne. Goodness gracious. She told you. She saw the scar on her thing, you know, the healing exchanges. She gets your, you know, what a shitty power. I can heal you, but I'm going to take the pain and the scar and the abuse. I'm dying every time I heal somebody. Shit. Guess what?
Well, how long does that happen, though? I mean, does it?
Dude, that scar looked pretty nasty on her arm. I think she got his scar.
I think so, yeah.
You know, and then she was about to get the mama's illness. You about to kill her, dude. What the hell kind of power is that, Dwayne? I don't want that damn power, because guess what? I'm going to feel like a piece of shit. I see little babies dying. I'm like, I ain't doing it. I'm going to stay my ass right here.
You know what? Now that explains why she does all that dope.
Yeah. So you know what she'll feel all that pain, man. It's like, damn. So anyway, man. So they get away, man. And I thought I thought that dummy was going to go turn himself in, man. I was like,
me too.
Do it. Especially when she went to go see her father. I was like, no, this dummy ain't going to turn himself. Dude, I'm like, dude, this is an unequal society, man. You turning yourself in is stupid. Because society hates you, man. What are you doing? Right. So I'm glad he left, man.
Yeah, it wasn't going to change anything. You know,
no. It's not going to. Yeah, cops got their commendations, you know, call it a day, you know, and the evil mentor gets away and he sets up the deal with the, you know, I want the territories and we'll see, you know, boom, boom, boom. So he ain't learned shit. So they set it up to have a sequel, but we'll see. Well, I don't know. It was cool. I mean, it wasn't the greatest thing I seen all year. It was definitely a good time at the movies. I enjoyed watching it, you know, but. It did have some points where the acting was shitty, and it felt a little CW a little bit, you know, but with Stephen Amell on, you can't help but that, you know.
Right.
You had two guys from the CW starting this thing.
So right, yeah. So yeah, you're gonna get that feel. Yeah, you're gonna get that.
Yeah. So,
but like I said, it was a decent watch. Like you said, I mean, you're not dissatisfied, and you're not like, oh, that's the best thing. None of that.
It's right so there in the middle. But I would recommend. It's definitely worth your time. You're sitting around in the pandemic. I'm telling you, it's a pretty decent one to do.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
With those circumstances, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. And the special effects, I really dug it. I mean, you know, and I dug the action. The action and the special effects brought it home for me. Let me put it that way.
The world
was very believable. They built a nice world.
It was modern. It was a modern day society.
A little bit, but better than modern. You know?
Yeah, but with high tech. Yeah, with higher technology.
But very believable. Let me put it that way. It wasn't like, oh, this shit ain't gonna happen. I was like, oh man, I can see stuff going this way. You know?
Yeah.
So, man, that's it, Smooth. We did it. We came to do the damn thing. We got it done, man. So that's episode 286 down the books, man.
In the books.
Right. Now, this week, man, we got a nice, another exciting week coming up, man. So far, we're going to do It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood on Wednesday show, as I think I stated earlier at the top of the show.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, right. Our one shot for next week is going to be The Kingdom. That's it's another zombie, man. But it's a TV show. It's on Netflix. It's called The Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do Extracted. That's Chris Hemsworth. The thing is getting a lot of buzz, so we're going to do that. Next week's show is Extracted from, Hemsworth. So we'll check that out and see what that's about. And that's going to do it, Smooth. So what do you think? You good with that?
Hell yeah. It sounds great.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the Smooth one himself, Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell Smooth, not tomorrow.
That's right. And that's it, man. So until next week, we will be
on patrol.